For our breaking news segment, we are joined by Laura Height, Policy Director at the Partnership for Policy Integrity. They recently released a report showing that burning wood in power plants would significantly undermine efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions over the next 10 to 50 years. Vermont, for instance, gets almost a quarter of its electricity from burning wood. Laura, what is biomass energy and why is it a concern?
Well, a lot of people hear the word biomass and think, you know, what's wrong with that? Good, renewable plants. Well, really, when you're talking about for power, you're talking about trees. And most biomass energy that's produced these days is coming from whole trees that are cut down, chopped up into pellets, and shipped off, mostly right now, to the European Union and UK, where they're burnt in power plants. And the emissions from burning wood are just as bad as, if not worse, as burning coal. However, in most policies, both in the United States and internationally, they often treat the, biomass emissions as being zero emissions because they argue that the tree, although when you burn it, it releases carbon pollution, a new tree will grow and eventually sequester that pollution. And this has been a debate for many years, and the science has grown continually that it's better to have trees growing where they can, you know, enhance our forest ecology, clean our water, and also, by the way, absorb carbon for the atmosphere than to burn them. And burning produces more carbon dioxide per kilowatt hour per unit of energy than coal. What our study did was take it one step further, because this is a sort of a knockdown, drag-out war everywhere, where the forestry industry, the bioenergy industry, is arguing that this is clean, renewable fuel. It's a good replacement for fossil fuel. In fact, hey, we don't even have to really change our coal plants that much. We can just throw the wood in it. And, magically, there's no carbon emissions. And what they've been, their major argument has been, well, we don't cut down whole trees. We just use the things that would have fallen in the forest naturally and decomposed, limbs and branches and dead trees. And when they decompose, they release carbon. And so we're really, there's no real impact. So what they call this a zero emission or carbon neutral. I think Barry Commer would call this linguistic detoxification. What Mary Booth's study did was take the industry at its word. We've had lots of science that's shown no way it could take decades to over a century to recover that carbon from new trees, even if those trees get planted. But she decided to take the industry's best case scenario. It's like, okay, well, let's try it. Let's say you just run around with tweezers through the forest and just pick up the little branches, the things that were going to decompose anyway, and didn't cut down any trees and burned it in a power plant. What would happen then? And this is significant because there's a lot of international policy that hinges on this myth that bioenergy, wood-burning power plants, are carbon neutral. Her study did find, as you said, that depending on the scenario, it could be 10 to 50 years before even these residues, the carbon from these residues gets collected. And why this is significant is because if we're going to be addressing climate pollution, we need to make changes over the next 10 to 20 years. We need to start getting into negative carbon emissions. And if you don't count these carbon emissions, you're going to really create more havoc because you're cutting down more trees, which are our only major natural carbon sink, and you're accelerating the movement of that carbon into the atmosphere.
And where is the Environmental Protection Agency's stand on this?
Well, unfortunately, most policies, both in the United States and internationally, right now we're focusing a lot on the IPCC. Most agencies have been treating wood-burning power plants as carbon neutral, but in the EPA, there has been a debate on their science advisory panel, has been debating not whether or not there's carbon emissions, but how you would calculate that offset. So, you know, you've got your life cycle emissions are not just the burning of the tree, but the energy used to cut it down, to transport it, to pelletize it, to burn, and so forth, versus the subtracting then the emissions that would have taken place otherwise if it had just decomposed. So it's all this math, but you know, math and politics, because on the Science Advisory Board there are industry hacks who are fighting very hard tooth and nail to present a carbon neutral value. In the meantime, Scott Pruitt, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, jetted first class into New Hampshire a few weeks ago, had secret meetings with the logging industry and the paper mill industry, and issued a letter announcing that henceforth, even though the Science Advisory Board hasn't come to any decisions yet, EPA will be treating it as zero emission carbon neutral. And this is an industry that needs, it's like trash burning, it needs subsidies to exist because it's costly and expensive and polluting. And so it only exists because there's subsidies support it, and in the European Union, renewable energy policies, you know, where they're required to get to a certain amount of renewable energy, and they're counting the tree burning as renewable energy, and you're seeing a very rapid scaling up of wood-burning power plants in Europe.
Well, sort of a... I'll give you a multi-question here. So sort of the quick question is, does New York count it as renewable energy? But you also mentioned the upcoming International Panel on Climate Change. It's about to come out with the report. How did the writing of this particular article, you know, relate to that international effort? And, you know, what are the key findings in terms of the upcoming IPCC report?
Well, in New York is one of the better states. I mean, there's only really a handful of states, maybe New York and Massachusetts, that he even acknowledged that there are carbon impacts from wood burning. So it's not perfect, but it's better than some of the other places. We've got a long way to go. It's just deeply entrenched myth, and it's very, very hard to get past that entrenched view combined with the heavy industry lobbying. The reason why Mary Booth wrote this article was because we believe that the science...
And Mary's the head of your agency.
Yes, sorry. We believe that the science has really caught up with the issue. Policymakers haven't caught up with the science, but the one last piece was this issue of biomass residues, which is like tree tops, limbs, thinnings. I mean, we're really literally in the weeds here, but this was the last thing, because the International Panel on Climate Change is right now working on their 1.5 report on how to implement the Paris Climate Change Agreement. And right now, they're still basing that on a scaled up version of burning, you know, more than doubling our power production from burning trees. And these are the scientists that should know better and that need to be looking at the actual climate emissions, and they haven't so far. And so Mary is one of the review panel members, and she basically wrote this article so that she could cite it in her review of the report.
I haven't heard very much about this issue until you came. Why do you think reporters have shied away from it?
Well, I mean, to us it's simple. You know, trees are the new coal. For us, we can really sort of make it very concise, you know. But when you start getting into the math of carbon offsets and accounting, it starts getting complicated. And that's, I think, one of the challenges. The other challenge is it's not, fortunately, it hasn't really taken off in the U.S. in terms of the wood-burning power plants. There are not that many. But it's a big issue in the U.K., and it's gotten a lot more coverage there. Here in the U.S., we have tremendous clear-cutting going on down in the southeast to provide the wood pellets to support the Drax power plant in the UK. And, you know, if we don't nip this in the bud, this could be very serious here as well.
So we only have about 2 minutes left. So if people want to, read a copy of the study, where can, they find it? And also, what has been the, response in the broader scientific and climate change community to the findings of the report?
Well, you can get our report and all other documents on our website, www.pfpi.net. That's P, F as in Frank, PI.net. And actually, it's an interesting scientific journal because the Environmental Research Letters that this article was published in is doing a special issue just on biomass energy. So there's some other good articles in that publication. I think there, again, is starting to become some scientific consensus on this, but people aren't paying enough attention. And, of course, you know, the larger issue right now, volume-wise, is fossil fuel, but it's concerning that not only this is helping continued use of wood power is helping prop up the coal industry, but also subsidies that go to wood-burning power plants that should be going to solar and wind are setting back our clean renewable energy.
Okay, well, we want to thank Laura Hite from the Partnership for Policy Integrity for joining us here today in our news bucket.